Hey, 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 it's Jay Chatfield, loving yourself to life. This podcast is sponsored by Grace Guidance Production, where we motivate you to heal, inspire you to live, and encourage you to love your life on purpose. I apologize for the gap in recording. I fell under the weather, so we're going to have a little story time about how I fell under the weather, right? I don't like to say the S word because I'm not claiming that. About maybe 2.5 weeks ago, one of my high school friends' husband was tragically killed. And I just kept checking on it, social media, sent a message. I had just interviewed her for one of my other podcasts, maybe about 5 months ago. So I had this feeling like around Easter, I kept looking at her and in one of her pictures, and I had this weird, it was this weird energy I got. And I was like, please, you know, no, we don't need her to go anywhere, transition yet. She still got a junior in high school. Son just graduated from college. Other son has a business and just doing school part-time. And I was like, what? You know, just hoping like it wasn't that. I didn't see anything like in any visions or anything. But my attention was drawn to her. And one of the things that happen when you start to love on yourself, you start to clear out bad energies, experiences that you have, that opens up room for your gifts to be even more louder. Because all of the outside stuff is screaming at you. You really want to be tapped in to the inside. And when you're tapped in within, you get so many clues that are going on the outside, from the inside. So me having that feeling like, man, you know, what is going on? I hope nothing happens. Well, it just so happens that her father passed a couple of days later. And then not even a month after that, it was her husband and I think her brother-in-law. And I was like, man, you know, I got so wrapped up in, wow, her mom lost her husband and then her sister and I'm saying lost, that's just like what we use in the community, but her mom's, you know, husband transition, then her husband transition, then her sister's husband transition. And I guess I like to ask, like, what's the connection to those ladies that they have these tragic events that happen like that, right? That's just my thinking. I'm always that deeper. I want to know the deep part of it so that you understand what's going on. So I kept looking and my spirit was like, okay, you need to get off of here. You don't need to be on here, on social media. Every time there's a picture, I'm watching the film she puts up. They did so many videos, very, very involved husband and father. And I was like, oh man, you know, kind of just like taking your mind and emotions into the whole, man, she, you know, her husband transitioned way too soon, you know, 45 years old, 45, 46 years old. And I'm like, you know, just in emotionally into it. So that takes a bit of energy. This is one of the reasons why I don't want to ever attend a funeral. I know people are like, well, yeah, but you're going to have people around you that transition. Yes, but we're going to have to find another way. It needs to be more personal. And let me explain this. I think I've said this before, when you die, you have a certain energy around you. Now, and then when you go ahead and you transition, you still are in that energy of transitioning to your next, whatever you're doing next. But also within that energy are all the people that love and knew you. And it's all together. It's like this big ball of whatever it is, right? Which is grief, you know. I am an extreme empath when it comes to people's trauma. And because this was a traumatic thing, it sucked me in even more, right? Because you begin to say, well, why did he die so tragically? Because honestly, guys, we're not supposed to, you know, go like that. We're not supposed to tragic. Those things are supposed to happen. Remember, we're always in the right place at the right thing, right time. Let me say that again. You're always in the right place at the right time. Everything happens for your good, even when you don't see the good. And when there's danger, you are far from it. So, one moment. So it was just, you know, puzzling to me. So at funerals, everyone comes in with different emotions, and I feel every one of them, whether it's mad, sad, I should have talked to you before, I loved you so much, you know, I feel it all. I have gone to funerals before, and well, I don't even know the person, and I'm bawling. I've seen people's funerals on film. I can feel the energy. And so I'm looking at photos of the funeral. I mean, I'm fine, guys. I was fine doing this whole time. And, 1 second. and that's a part of it right there. But it was sucking my energy, unbeknownst to me. And my spirit was warning me, but I was so drawn into how well everything looked. In the Black community, we kind of laugh like we're the only person that say, oh, they put them together well. How look in the casket. It's just the inside thing. It's so funny. I think it's funny how we do that. But I just was looking at all of that and got really sad in my spirit. Right? It's even though we're supposed to be at zero point energy, I let my emotions go deeper than empathy, you know? So what happened was all of what was going on. Now, my other friend, these are high school sweethearts. They've been married for 20. They was going to be married. She buried him on their wedding anniversary. I think it's their 22nd wedding anniversary. 22nd or 23rd, but they had been together ever since I think she was like 16, and you know, and we tell that story on that podcast that we were on, and everybody was posting about it, and now I'm wrapped up in their emotions. I mean, and they continue to post, so it attached itself to me. It lowered my energy. My vibration, not so much as like low level bad energy, but low enough to where I absorbed the grief. And because grief is an energy and emotion, I didn't release it properly. Excuse me. So it made me fall under the weather, and I broke out. I hadn't broken out in my lymph node on the back of my neck in 2 years, 2.5 years. And it's crazy because I was just talking about it the day before. When my lymph nodes swell up, it forms like a pocket, a cyst. And then it's because that's how my body, you know, that's how your body colds and things like that. Well, I broke out on my neck and on my arm, and I was like, what the heck is this? And then here we go. I had this cough, and tired and just been in the bed for the last like couple of days. And I was like, what the heck is this? Like I was like, okay, it must have been happened Saturday because I went to the sauna at the gym. And then when I came outside, it was cold, but I was soaking wet. So I had to take off my shirt in the car and put on my jacket. So I was actually driving around with a bra and a jacket on. Then when I got home, I had to take my son to a soccer game and it was raining and it was cold and it was windy. So I was like, oh, it must have been this, but I've been in it before. So I knew my aunt always says resistance is low. Yes. Your resistance is low because your vibration dropped. Because when you're in a high vibration, you don't attract that. You don't attract being under the weather. There was some door that was open that allowed that to come in. And that was because I was absorbing the grief. So it came to me this today of what, you know, what happened. So I've been drinking my tea every day, and I'm able to talk really today because my voice was going in and out, and I'm, you know, a little cough. I came up with another little concoction of tea, and then I made my roasted garlic soup. I'm gonna go buy some more thyme tomorrow to continue to raise my vibration. And I'm so fortunate that I have this information, and I'm just telling you guys, it's okay to be concerned, but not involved, to be empathetic, but not sympathetic, and then drag your emotions into that. We care. I care as a human being that loves, but you have to be able to protect yourself, because if I need to be well for my family, and my husband and my kids have been taking care of me, my daughter's been cooking. I don't like to be around food a lot when I have this going on, you know, anything like this going on, and which is rare. You know, even my husband, he's checking my temperature and stuff and like, you okay? You know, they don't see me like this because I know how to, but it just came upon me and just drug me down. And now I'm on that upside, been filling my time with some high vibrational things and just focusing on getting rest, because that's how I have to do it. And then I found myself looking at something. I was like, no, we're not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not looking at nothing else. I'm staying away from that. And I'm going to just I didn't even watch TV. I'm not looking at any social media. Just being present with myself. I've been meditating and stuff like that too. So I just wanted to tell you that. I know it's story time, and then it's kind of like, that is why I don't go to funerals because I know I wouldn't be any good going forward in my spirit. My vibration would be too much for me. Now, what I would do is have something. I don't even want to see them in a casket because that's a traumatic thing too. And I know people like, you want closure. I don't need that closure. I honestly don't need that closure. I would go to support the family, but I don't want to do that whole type of ceremony thing. And I don't want to see them close a casket on you or all this other kind of stuff. I even told my mom that my sister would have to be responsible for certain things because no, I don't want to grieve and see you like that. I'd rather remember you and know that you are transitioning onto a higher level, a better place. And whatever was going on with you, you can fly free. That's how I think about it. So I'm on the healing journey. Even with my own products, I'm dipping into my own supply, getting high off my own supply. So it's been great and very great learning lesson for me. And that's the thing, that self-awareness, that accountability, because I know from now on, I cannot pull myself into that anymore. I can't let that happened. Now, I have had another classmate that her son transitioned, but I didn't get as involved with my emotions as I did this one. This one was like when they say hit close to home a little bit, which I don't like to say that because I don't want to speak ill over my situation. We are all protected and divinely directed. And like I say, always in the right place at the right time. And if there's danger, we're far from it. So I have just learned a lesson and boom, that's it. And I hope that you learn if you're an extreme empath like that. And because I am the Scorpio and I do go deep, I do get drawn in really quickly. So that is my story. I hope it was good. Please leave a message or email me at graceguidance@gmail.com. If you have questions, if you need coaching or someone to talk to, please go ahead and email me. And, as always, this is Jay Chatfield. Do something for you that only you will love. Have a love yourself day.